This is FNX.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Nick, and this is Slamcast. Now, I'm just going to jump right into it. I was reading an article the other day, and of course, I'm sure everybody that follows wrestling, follows the dirt sheets, stuff like that, they all know that Wade Barrett is planning on leaving the company. Now, I can't really pinpoint it, but I can kind of give you an idea of when I kind of seen Wade Barrett's career just kind of going in the toilet, when they just lost interest and decided to just stick him in the mid-card forever. When he lost to Cena, and they sent him to SmackDown to basically, he formed the core, which was, Ezekiel Jackson, Heath Slater, Justin Gabriel, and himself. And I knew right away that that was just the start of it. And then they stuck him with the stupid, King Barrett gimmick. The Bad News Barrett gimmick worked really well. The King Barrett, not so much. It seems like every time something gets over, they don't know what to do with it. The Bad News gimmick got over quite well. The guy's not bad in the ring whatsoever. He's a very talented technician in the ring. He can talk on the microphone. But I wouldn't really say it's his own fault. It's not his fault. They've made him uninteresting. They've stuck him in this League of Nations with Rusev and Del Rio and Sheamus. I'm sorry, but this is a bullshit stable. It's a last-ditch effort to give some, all four guys something to do. Same thing with Sheamus. They gave him the title. I liked him having the title. I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it at all. But Wade Barrett started off in Nexus, as the leader of Nexus. Nexus should have lasted a lot longer than what it did. And it's the telltale of WWE not thoroughly finishing with their storylines. And then there's other storylines that they just won't let die. They keep recycling the same thing to the point where nobody wants to even watch it anymore. And it just pisses me off. But here's something I recently found out, which, if you're a fan of Chikara, Mike Quackenbush is working at the Performance Center, which is freaking awesome. Anybody that's a fan, he's an indie veteran and Chikara owner. He was recently at the Performance Center for a guest coaching position. And as if you really also something to really think about, people who are fans of the Chikara company know that it's a very unique company. The matches are just fantastic. And I've been to a live show before, and it was just awesome. And a lot of people criticize the company for doing a lot of quirky things, but guess what makes it unique? One of the other interesting things about this is, will we see Chikara talent in NXT and then, onto the main roster? That would be really cool. To me, that would just be freaking awesome to see that. What else have we got going on here in the wrestling world? Has anybody watched The Resurrection of Jake Roberts on iTunes yet? I haven't watched it yet, but it looks really good. I'm definitely wanting to buy it eventually. Maybe they might even release it on Blu-ray or DVD. That would be also awesome. We all know Jake Roberts was inducted into the Hall of Fame and has had a very turbulent years for quite a while due to drug and alcohol abuse. But thank you to Diamond Dallas Page. I mean, if it wasn't for Diamond Dallas Page, guys like Scott Hall wouldn't be here. Jake the Snake Roberts, I don't think, would be here either. So, you know, thank you to Diamond Dallas for, you know, helping these guys out and really turning their life around. And congratulations to both of you guys for, you know, turning your life around and, you know, making an impact. Let's see what else we got going on here. Here at Slamcast, I just want to give a little couple shout-outs. Thank you to the FNX Network for allowing me to come on here. Very soon, United Wrestling Coalition will be returning to action coming up next month, which, as you know, United Wrestling Coalition is also, they air their shows on the FNX Network. Also, check out the voice of United Wrestling Coalition, John Stone. Check out his The World's Almost Finest podcast. Check that out. Very interesting podcast. Check out the other good shows on the network. I know that I routinely check the site and like to listen to other people's content as well. Here's something that is kind of interesting. Shane Helms signs a new TV deal with TNA. The new network they're on is called Pop TV. Excuse me. And TNA, I can't say it enough. My God, I don't know how that company is still going. What's everybody's thoughts on Matt Hardy being the TNA World Champion? Matt Hardy has definitely become himself, you know, when it comes to the whole singles competition over the years. But I'm sorry, TNA just isn't what it used to be years ago, and I don't think it ever will be. It's just not going to happen. No matter what they do, no matter what network they go on, no matter what talent they bring in, I just don't see it happening. And it's unfortunate because we all remember when TNA first started, it was very innovative. They did things that, you know, people just didn't see before. Who watched the Stone Cold podcast with Big Show? I did. I thought it was great. It really gave a really good in-depth interview with Big Show. Discussed a lot of things that normally, you know, you wouldn't hear. One of the cool things was we finally got a lot of the answers that I'm sure we've all been wondering. What's Big Show's thought of constantly being switched back and forth between face and heel, which is, you know, always been kind of an ongoing joke. He's been in the business for 20 years, 17 with WWE, and it just amazes me that, you know, over this whole time, I mean, the guy is still amazing in the ring. You may think some of the stuff he does is just really goofy as hell, but I mean, look at it. It's the Big Show. Granted, he may not be in high caliber matches anymore, but I mean, he said it himself. He's there to, you know, they don't rely on him, but they're like, hey, how can we get this guy over? Hey, let's have Show do it. And that's an honor to him. He even said that. Ken Shamrock. We all remember Ken Shamrock from the Attitude Era. UFC Hall of Famer. Amazed me that they never brought the guy back for in any capacity whatsoever. It kind of sucks because, I mean, he was an amazing talent. It just boggles my mind. But here's an little interesting thing. He left in 1999, and he was in a program with Chris Jericho at the time when he left. And according to what he says, there was just a lot of stuff going on with his life. He wanted to spend time with his kids. And, you know, he just really wanted to take time off the road because, you know, as you know, with WWE, you know, the road is a treacherous thing. I mean, they're constantly on it. He also talked about the Brawl for All and, you know, his opinion on it. And I don't know. I think they did it completely wrong. I don't think their idea was really thought out. They were trying to make it important. They wanted to have the mixed martial arts fans to come in there and, you know, be interested in professional wrestling too. But, you know, after that, it was like, okay, what's going on here? He also talked about had he been in contact with the WWE in the past 15 years. And it said he was in contact with them about some royalty stuff. They were going to make some action figures and stuff like that. But he hadn't really heard from anybody for the most part. There was a lot of things going on where they said that he had a part in fixing a fight. You know, a bunch of nonsense going on there, but a bunch of shit. Anyways, I mean, the guy was a beast. He really was. It was amazing for me to see a guy like that in, you know, the WWE just going out there and just going absolutely apeshit. I don't really know much more to say on the topic besides I think the guy made an impact. And for me, as a wrestling fan, it was amazing to me to see a guy who, you know, he came in there and he beat you down. He was the Intercontinental Champion. Let's see what's going on here. I wasn't aware of this. I mean, I'm not an expert on everything, but apparently he was in TNA at one point. That amazed the shit out of me. I didn't know that. Sorry, I'm kind of rambling off here, but there's just so much stuff I got to talk about. When it comes to the current wrestling, the WrestleMania situation, are they going to have Dean Ambrose win the match at Fastlane? I would like to see that. Will it happen? I don't know. I don't know if that is something that they're going to want to do. It would be a good idea in my opinion, but there's a lot of people who see Triple H against Roman Reigns. I definitely do not see Brock Lesnar winning this. I do not want to see Brock Lesnar versus Triple H again. It's just one of those matches that, I don't know. I just don't really know what more they could possibly do. But there's so much stuff to talk about. So this is going to be a two-part podcast. So stay tuned for part two. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. And this is part two of Slamcast. I'm going to go ahead and open this right up. And I'm going to talk about the WCW's 2001 relaunch. And the Big Bang pay-per-view, which some people may know about it, some may not. But apparently, in May of 2001 is when they were going to have this pay-per-view. The closure was pretty imminent at some point. We all know Eric Bischoff was trying to buy the company. They were trying to work out some sort of a deal. And AOL and Time Warner and all that kind of stuff, they did not want anything to do with wrestling after that certain point. They just didn't want anything to do with it. They wanted to basically wash their hands of the whole thing. So Bischoff was going to close the company for a little while, and then they were going to relaunch the company, and you know they were going to change a lot of different things, fix a lot of the mistakes that were happening at the time. Interesting enough, Joey Styles of ECW was actually asked to be a commentator. And we all know the end result. They decided to sell the company to Vince. And, I mean, there you go. The rest is history. In March of 2001, the company was sold to WWE, and Vince purchased his competition. Now, the interesting thing was Eric Bischoff was going to pay He had raised $67 million to purchase WCW. It sounds like a lot, but I mean, for the main reason why the deal didn't go through was partially because of the fact that they didn't want to sell him the TV time to do it. They didn't want to do it. And he had a great analogy of the relaunch, and it was he wanted to start off from scratch, from a clean piece of paper, to just draw on and go from there. This is a direct quote from him. Instead of constantly picking up the same crumpled piece of paper and using the same type of ideas and trying to tweak and work them into a way to where at least somebody thought it was interesting, and you know, we all know some of the ridiculous stuff that went on in 2000, especially the last pay-per-view that they did was just absolutely horrendous. I think around 2000 to me is when the company was just really going down. Now, a lot of people would compare now Monday Night Raw and the WWE product to, you know, back then. You know, it's like night or day. We can all talk about the fact that, you know, WWE doesn't have any competition anymore, and that's true. I think it has a lot to do with, and you may disagree with me, but I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that back then it seemed like everybody was, you know, grabbing at that, you know, metaphorical brass ring. Everybody was wanting to have that five-star match. It was like, okay, I can outdo that guy. I can outdo that guy. And they would put on matches that were just great. Now, don't get me wrong, not every single match on the card or the storylines were 100% interesting. We all know that's not true. And we all like to look back at the Attitude Era and think, well, yeah, it wasn't all good. And it wasn't. It really wasn't. What do you think, and this is kind of a big topic change, but what's up with Vince Russo? I mean, it seems like every single week he's constantly causing more and more heat on himself. And, you know, of course, we all know controversy creates cash, it creates views, and people are going to be interested in what you're talking about. And it just, I don't know. I don't know where he could go from there. I mean, it just seems like he just continuously pissing people off. I mean, he's already succeeded in that a long time ago. The Edge and Christian show that's going to be on the WWE Network, I'm definitely excited to see that. That's cool. Daniel Bryan's retirement, we've all talked about that. I won't go into that. Randy Orton, what's the future of Randy Orton? Randy Orton's been there for quite a while. He's had numerous injuries. How many more years do you think we have with guys like Randy Orton? Guys, you know, on the current injury list, we have Cesaro, we have Seth Rollins. You know, we have John Cena still gone. We have Nikki Bella, and then we also have the announcement of Brie Bella possibly leaving the company, which is, you know, understandable. She wants to start a family with her husband, and, you know, if that requires her leaving the company and just living a normal life, I mean, all power to her. I mean, a lot of times we forget about the fact that, yeah, they're wrestlers, they're entertainers, but they're also people. They're regular, everyday people. They have families, they have, you know, everyday lives that they go through that we don't see. And for them to be on the road as many times of the, you know, days of the year as they are, is nearly impossible. Will Nikki Bella return to the ring after having neck surgery? I don't know. I don't know if that's something that could be in the future. I personally would like to see her come back. But at the same time, if this is something that, you know, it's kind of like writing on the wall of, you know, this is a substantial injury here. So, I mean, where do you go? Undertaker's possible WrestleMania 32 opponent. The list goes such as John Cena, Kevin Owens, Brock Lesnar, and Braun Strowman. Or it could be people that are not even on the roster right now. Could it be Somebody added that, oh man, Bill Goldberg being a possible. I do not want to see that. I really don't. Oh my gosh, that's just a horrible idea. Braun Strowman and Goldberg being opponents, possible opponents for The Undertaker. I don't want to see any either one of those matches. I mean, don't get me wrong, I was a fan of Goldberg, but at the same time, I'm like, really? I just don't, no. Just stop. These are bad ideas. I hope creative just kind of scraps the whole thing. So far, they've, from what I understand, they've scrapped the whole Braun Strowman idea, which they need to stick with. It seems to me that with WrestleMania 32 coming up, it overshadows the pay-per-view right before Fastlane. To me, Fastlane is just another throwaway pay-per-view. It's just not interesting to me whatsoever. The match, I mean, I'll watch it on Sunday, but I'm just not really into it. The only match I'll probably won't watch, or I mean, I'll watch the whole thing, but I think Charlotte will retain. I think that with the current roster being as depleted as it is, I'm hoping for WrestleMania 32 to be a big thing and to be as successful as last year's was. But I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen. Anything can happen. The current booking of the Dudleys. Thank God the Dudleys have turned heel. This is the Dudleys that I wanted to see. Not the nostalgia act that, you know, they brought up. I want to see the Dudleys as I've always remembered them to be. Sorry about that. Oh, man. Need more coffee. Where do you go from here? Enzo and Cassidy showing up at Fastlane to challenge New Day for the WWE Tag Team Championships. That would be awesome. It really would. Because they have the thing going on where they're going to have Edge and Christian have the Cutting Edge and the Peep Show with the New Day, which is going to be hell entertaining. I can't wait for that. But, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Slamcast. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. And remember, it's a great day to be wrestling.
Hey, I'm Will, the host of the podcast From the Sidelines, proud members of the FNX Network. I'm here to tell you why you should listen to our show. Do you need a comprehensive look over all the sporting happenings in the world on a weekly basis? Then you need From the Sidelines. Me and the guys discuss the bizarre, the serious, and the downright weird in sport every week. Seriously, one week we talked about jousting. It was so weird. If you love sport, you'll love our show. So come and join us as we look at sport from the sidelines.
Hey everyone, I'm Todd Eastman, and every fortnight the Big Ballers and I bring you the Big Ballers Podcast, where we talk NBA news, trades, and anything else related to basketball. We're insightful.
Lance Stephenson, he's going to be an all-star this season.
Serious.
I've got a certain spot to fill, but Miller usually fills it with the D.
Sounds pretty fluent to me.
Nah, that's mean editing.
Professional.
I'm Harrison Barnes. Dude, follow me again. You're going to need to unfollow me. I'm sorry for whatever I did.
And most of all, welcoming to new fans.
Anyone that is not a basketball fan, that is all of a sudden a basketball fan looking for a team, this is what I say to you. We don't want you.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, FNX.network, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. That's the Big Ballers Podcast. Like sitting next to a bunch of guys in the pub who think they know about ball.
My song and I won't.
Shoot the Defense is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, ShootingDefence.com and the FNX Network, and let Stel, John, Mike and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at ShootTheDefence.
This is